Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Courage and Clarity podcast. This is Steph Crowder, your host. And this is the podcast that's designed to help you find the courage to go after what you love in your business and in your life, and the clarity, the brass tacks, the instructions, the steps, the how-to, to actually bring those dreams into a reality. This podcast really holds both the art and science of business building. We talk about mindset. We talk about sales strategy. We talk about success. We talk about everything in between. And today's episode is no exception. For today, I'm going to be telling you all about my most recent mastermind launch. I know a lot of you love this kind of episode, and I do as well, where it's really that sort of nothing held back conversation between us about the good, the bad, the ugly, what it takes to have a six-figure launch in the year 2024. Now, before I get started, you may have already noticed my audio quality is a little bit different today. I am taking you on a walk with me. So if you hear the birds chirping, if you hear the wind, if you hear some cars going by, that's all part of it for today. I promise to make it worth your while because, you know, part of what it takes to record an episode like this is to think about how I would share this experience with somebody on a walk. If I were on a walk with you, if we were at a coffee shop together, just that really casual and open vibe. And so for me, getting out into nature, taking you on a walk with me is really helping me open my heart and my mind to all the details that I want to share with you about this launch. So hang with me, bear with me. It's going to be worth it because I'm going to answer all of the questions that I know you have. I try to, like I said, be as open as I can. I don't gatekeep. I don't have anything to hide in terms of what went well, what didn't go so well, how much I made. Yes, I'm going to talk about, that's a big question you all have. And it's always my question too, is how much did you make? What did you spend? What kind of goals did you have? All of that is fair game, and it's all going to be discussed in this episode. So let's kind of dive right into it. We are talking about my mastermind, which at the time currently is called the Messy Middle Mastermind. This might be a hint that times they are a-changing. We are doing, this is kind of a separate topic, but we are doing a lot on the back end of the business to update and upgrade and reinvent, quite honestly. And so with that, the same mastermind that has been beloved by 100 clients at this point may go by a different name in the future. But for right now, the mastermind is called the Messy Middle Mastermind. It is a six-month group coaching mastermind experience with me. And in this program, we help people do a few different things. In the past, this mastermind, this is kind of part of the story, this mastermind has really been about, I used to talk about it for, let me back up for a second. This is the fourth round of the mastermind that I'm going into right now. And so the first three rounds were really about me telling you, hey, I can help you get to the next level in your business. No matter what that looks like for you, I will meet you kind of right where you are, help you with your next best steps, my eyes, my brain on your business. You can really bring us any goal, any problem, and I'm going to help you get to the next level through a combination of all of my best curriculum. I have condensed everything I know about business into a portal of trainings and resources. And oh, by the way, high converting sales templates for emails and webinar slides, like everything I know about business is there for my clients. And so that's how the mastermind began. This round was a little bit different. All of that is still true, by the way. So it's a combination of the curriculum, which people have gotten so many results with. If you follow me on Instagram, I'm always sharing. So many clients in this new round have already made money, even made their revenue back, even doubled their investment or more. We haven't even started in the mastermind yet. The 6 months haven't even started. I give people bonus time with my curriculum and people just hit the ground running, which is incredible. So it's a combination of impactful curriculum and trainings,
a community where myself and my co-coach, Cami, who is a sales expert, we are in there coaching every day, Monday to Friday, group coaching calls every single week, and feedback reviews. So I'm often spending my time creating Loom videos with extensive feedback on everything from sales emails to sales pages to 90-day plans to your messaging, okay? And so the program that my clients know and love is in many ways right now unchanged. But there was one big change that I made to this cohort that is coming up, and that is really narrowing in on what I'm promising and what the key result that most clients want who tend to come into this program. So if you follow me, if you read my emails, if you follow me on Instagram, you may have noticed that I was talking a lot about the result of sold out group programs. Not every single client is working towards the result of sold out group programs. I have a handful of clients, maybe even more than a handful of clients, who are doing one-on-one coaching, one-on-one services. So they're not necessarily doing a sold-out group program right now. However, I would say the vast majority of my clients, if they're not working on that right now, a lot of them are, if they're not doing that right now, it's in the future for them. So I can think of clients right now that I have in my head who are doing one-on-one coaching with the ultimate dream and desire of creating enough interest in having the volume required to have group coaching programs. And so they're doing one-on-one coaching for right now. There are some exceptions, and that's totally fine. My materials can really work for pretty much, I mean, to be honest, I've never met a business model that I haven't been able to help with my materials, except maybe product, physical product. That's out of my wheelhouse. But if we're talking online service-based or coaching-based businesses, I can help, right? But after three rounds of the Messy Middle Mastermind, I finally figured out what this program really is. With the help of friends, peers, and coaching from my coaches, my business coaches, have helped me so much in really understanding what the result is that I'm promising people. And that is sold out group programs. For me, if you've been with me for a while, you know that I've been talking about group programs for a very long time. My signature course years ago, Crickets to Customers, helped people get out there their first group programs. And all I was going back through some of my material and listening to old podcast episodes. I'm talking 2018 on the Fizzle Show, where I used to be a co-host. And in 2018, I said, I predict that group programs are going to be the next big thing in business. And lo and behold, for us coaches and service providers, group coaching really has become a staple, a business model that many people want, that most of us want, to have group programs that allow us to make a deep impact with the people that we dream of supporting, while also being able to work with a bigger number of people than maybe one-on-one services or coaching would provide. And so I just am starting here to tell you, I think people are, I've been having a lot of conversations with clients and with my followers and listeners, and people are surprised to hear me say that it took three rounds of the mastermind and working with 100 clients to understand what this thing even is. Think about that first. Like, let that land. How many of you are trying to engineer your offer from the sidelines? And I get it. I get the impulse to do this, where you're like, I just want to understand it. I want to nail my messaging. I want to really know what this thing is. Like, surely I can't do a group program until I know how to describe it, until I have a tagline, until it's really, really tight. And I'm here as a living, breathing example that that is just actually not how it tends to pan out in real life. You have to let it be messy. You have to get in there and start helping people in order to understand what this thing is trying to be. You know, here's an analogy for this. It reminds me kind of raising children, right? So I have two young kids. A lot of you out there have children. Imagine trying to choose your child's life for them when they're a baby or a toddler or an infant. You're pregnant with them, right? And you're like, here's who they're going to be. Not only this is their name, but this is their occupation. This is their personality. This is what their likes, their dislikes. I just want to know them. I want to know them before they come out. If I know them, then I can help them. I can be a better parent. We all know that it's so not how parenting goes, right? The way parenting works is you go into it kind of terrified, let's just call it what it is, and you get to know that baby as they become a toddler and a child and an adolescent and eventually an adult. Their personality emerges. You get to know them. They get to trust you. You get to walk them through the good, the bad, the ugly. There will be problems. There will be hardships. There will be celebrations. It might sound kind of weird to say, but in my experience, having a group program like this is not so different, right? Maybe there's less backtalk. But you get what I'm saying. If you think of it that way, it makes absolutely no sense to try to predict, engineer, and force what your offer and what your group is trying to become. You have to have the courage, much like parenting. You have to have the courage to just jump in and say, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to make mistakes and I'm going to apologize and I'm going to make it right. And I'm going to do my best while I figure out what this space is trying to be. So many of you want to understand your gift. You're like, what am I good at? How do I help people? What's my unique edge? Great questions. The best way to answer those questions is to get in there and start working with people. I understand very well what my mastermind is now. And it took me 100 clients to get there. And I just think to myself, I see the faces of these 100 clients. And I think to myself, imagine if I had waited for it to be perfect. I probably never would have gotten started. And I certainly would not have gotten to touch 100 different businesses. How incredible is that? That I have been able to create, help my clients create clarity, results, revenue, confidence, progress. And that was only possible because of my willingness to just let it be messy. And of course, my clients trusting me and, you know, getting in there with me, and we co-created this thing together. This is why I'm always talking about co-creating offers. We talk about that a lot in my foundational program, Same Day Fails. This was a co-created offer. I co-created it with 11 clients back in 2021. And what you see before you today is a result of multiple rounds of co-creating something that is truly incredible. But that's how I got here. Now, I'm not saying you're going to have to work with 100 clients before you can understand what it is that you're doing, but I'm saying maybe you will. And certainly I'm saying if you wait to understand it before you just jump in and start helping people, A, you are doing your clients a disservice because they need you right now. They need your messy, imperfect skills. And the second thing, even more dire, is you may never actually get started if you hold yourself to such an impossible standard. Okay? So that's the first thing. Didn't really know that I was going into a pep talk, but there you have it. Going into this fourth round, I finally was able to take a hard look at this body of work that I've created with the mastermind over the course of these years. There was a break in there when I took my job. So I haven't been working with clients for that entire time, but like I said, about 100 clients. And I was able to look at their results and look at what they were doing and look at who I think I am best positioned to help serve, and came up with this result of sold out group program. If you want a sold out group program, you see a sold out group program in your future, you want that for your business model, this is an excellent mastermind for you. And so that brings us to going forward with this launch. The number one thing I changed, and I talked about this in my last launch debrief, that I'd really try to only change one thing about each launch. Because I've been launching programs since 2017, 2018. You know, I've been around the block as far as selling offers. I've sold one-on-one. I've sold groups. I've sold intensives. I've sold courses. I've sold low price point products. I've sold live training. I mean, you name it, I've probably done it or pretty darn close. And one thing I've definitely learned is if you are repeating a offer, to not change, especially, you know, for this is predicated on your last launch working. If you feel that it worked, if you feel that it achieved some level of success, some people bought it, you feel pretty proud of what you've created so far, it's important to not change too much too fast. Because if you play with like 3, 4, 5 different variables and it works, that's great, but you won't know which of those variables made the difference. And on the flip side, if it doesn't work, now you really don't know what went wrong. It could be any one of 5 things. And so I talked in my last launch debrief, I believe I talked about how the one variable I changed was spending like 5 times more emails or maybe even 10 times more email during the launch. That's all I changed. This, all I changed was talking, like going all in on talking about the result of sold out group programs. That's the only thing I changed. Now, if you think about it, that changes other things. It changes my emails. It changed my webinar. It changed how I showed up on social media. It changed my podcast. So yeah, this variable is definitely a big one to play with, which I think is why, going into my next point, this was I've been saying this was kind of a spirally launch for me. God bless my friends and my coaches who supported me, because I had a lot of feelings. I had a lot of anxiety. I was my husband too. He gets to be part of the support teams. I wasn't sure if it was going to work. I really wasn't. And because this launch felt like such a reinvention for me, I was deeply uncomfortable, because I was having thoughts like, what if people don't want sold out group programs? Wasn't it easier? I was describing to friends, I was saying, feel like this offer in the past, I was like just the Dr. Seuss of business coaching. I was like, I can coach you on a chair. I can coach you over there. That was how I marketed it. And in this launch, I decided to honestly have the courage to be known for something, to put my stake in the ground and say, you need a group program and I'm going to teach you how to sell it out. Now, the spoiler, and I'm going to get to the numbers, but the spoiler here is that it worked. It was my most successful launch to date, but I had no way of knowing that when I was first getting started with this. No way of knowing. And that created a lot of fear, a lot of discomfort. One of my clients asked a really great question. So I was doing something cool inside of the mastermind for my current clients. As I was launching, we call this a buzz blitz. The way that I teach how to do this process, we call it a buzz blitz. And inside of my mastermind, I was documenting as best I could. I was documenting each step of the process in real time. And I was making these videos talking about how it was going, how I was feeling, what I was changing, just kind of like a peek behind the scenes, right? And I shared some of these feelings with my clients. And one of my clients asked such a good question. She said, Steph, I'm really surprised to hear that you're having anxiety. Like at this point, I had generated a lot of results. It was a success. She said, basically her question was like, what is there to be anxious about when you're successful? And that is such an interesting misconception, that when you reach, it's like the whole idea that when you're in a certain pant size or you get into a certain house or you live in a certain neighborhood, that all of the negative emotions going to go away. It's so tempting to believe that. It's so tempting. But I have to tell you that like the phrase new level, new devil just comes to mind for me. It's like, yes, there is more positive emotion. I'm more proud of myself than ever. My business is more successful than ever. I am thriving, you know? And I'm also dealing with some of the highest negative emotion. The stakes are higher. I have people that I'm paying every month now. I have big goals, guys. I have big goals this year. And so, yes, there is still the negative emotion. I think about the idea that it doesn't get easier. You just get stronger. And that might sound cliche, but in my experience, it's 100% true. You don't get stronger if you don't actively try to get stronger. I tried that before, and that's how I ended up quitting my business. It was too much. It was too heavy. The success was too scary. Success can be very scary. When you have the right support, when you have a coach in your corner, you have partners and business friends, and you have a place to go to not feel alone, you have team, you have the right support system in place at this level, then you realize you can handle so much more than you thought. This is one of my, I always say that having a business has done more for me as an individual than anything in my life. Because the only way to grow my business is I have to grow. But the amazing news is I don't have to do it alone. And so I took advantage. I took advantage of all of the resources at my disposal. I went to my business coach's calls. I got her perspective. Because even though I'm a business coach, it's like every Olympian needs a coach, right? Like Usain Bolt has a coach. It's hard to see your own drama, your own, you know, what you want to be known for. Like when you're sitting in, people say when you're sitting inside the Coke bottle, you can't read the label. So having that support has been key for me. And then, you know, having the peers that I mastermind with, people that I trust to be honest with me, that is one of the most important things, is it'd be honesty. So I made this decision to change that one variable of the result, sold out group programs. Okay. So let's talk about how this actually changed things in execution. One of the first things I did, and I teach this concept in same-day sales, my foundational 12-month sales training program, which is opening soon. Be ready. If you missed it, we're gonna be enrolling again this summer, coming up soon. More info, lots more info coming your way. One of the first things I did is I decided that I was going to use my audience, use you all, listen to you all, create conversation with you all to understand your hangups, hesitations, questions, and objections about group programs, right? We call this dipping a toe inside of same-day sales. We dip a toe wherever you are showing up. It could be your email list. It could be your kids' PTA, right? It could be your neighborhood. It could be your Instagram. Wherever you have people that you can dip a toe and kind of start to understand buyer brains, we can do a lot of different things. You can sell offers this way, but you can also create content by dipping a toe. And so knowing that I was going to be spending every time I do a Buzz Blitz, I always spend about 5 weeks creating a lot of content leading up to my sales event, which in this case was a webinar. A lot of times I do 5-day challenges. I've always done 5-day challenges for different offers. I'm going to be doing a 5-day challenge again this summer, and that will be my sales event. But for this time, for the mastermind, I typically do a live training, a workshop, a webinar. And so I know that I'm going to be creating a lot of content for 5 weeks leading up to that event. That looks like material on the podcast. It looks like what I'm talking about on Instagram, what's going into my emails. And so I thought to myself, okay, we're going to be talking about sold out group programs. So what do people need to know about group programs? I decided to do a group program series here on the podcast. And in order to decide what that series was going to be about, some of you may have noticed this. I emailed my list and said, what do you want to know about group programs? What challenges do you have around group programs right now? What questions do you have? What hesitations are coming up for you? Click reply and tell me, do you have a group program right now? If so, what's going on? If not, why not? Right? And the responses I got really helped me determine what my group program series needed to be on the podcast and what the objections were going to be. People said things like, I don't know what my group should be about. I feel like I have to figure out what's going to go in my group, who is going to be in the group, ready for a group. I've had a group, but it's like half full. I don't know how to optimize it. I'm afraid people are going to want one-on-one instead of like, how do I position the value of a group? I took all of this feedback and used it to create really helpful group program series episodes on the podcast. And I think that really helped me start the conversation with my audience to get you all ready for me to be talking a lot about sold out group programs. So when you came to my webinar, you were already kind of primed to be thinking about group programs. Some of those episodes cover topics like why group programs are better than one-on-one, why group programs are better than courses, what kind of results you can get with group programs, why you're ready for a group program right now, even if you don't think you are. So that when people came to my webinar, they weren't having as much of that objection of like, sure, a group program would be cool, but like, I'm not ready for that, right? I had tackled some of those objections using content. And so that's the first thing that I really did was just went all in, even though I was really scared. Like I said, I was really scared to like, it did feel narrowing. It did feel like I was quote unquote putting myself into a box, when it had just been easier before to be like, whoever you are, I'll coach you. Just hire me, right? But I knew deep down in my gut that I want people hiring me for the result. I owe that to my clients. You know, I don't want anybody hiring me because they think I'm the smartest or because they like my podcast or because you think I'm cool. What I want you hiring me for is because you think I am the best. I have the best program to get you the result that you want, which is a sold out group program. So it's real. This is why it's such a reinvention. It's really shifting how I see my offers, right? And so with all of that being said, the content changed. We changed the webinar, not too much. Changed the name of the webinar from Sold Out with Superfans was the name of the webinar that I had done successfully, I think 3 times. And so we changed it this time to Superfan Group Programs. Superfan Group Programs, and really focused on
the idea of creating group programs that are full of super fans, which are people that are super loyal to you, love your work, follow you from offer to offer. Like, they just vibe with what you're creating, and they are just the dream client, just dream clients, right? Filling your offers with dreams, your group offers with dream clients. And so that webinar had to change a little bit to really, actually quite a bit, honestly, had to change quite a bit to focus on this result of sold out group program. I think that was one of the biggest challenges for me in this launch is the webinar. Even though my webinar was created and I was technically kind of just like tweaking it, I ended up really dismantling the whole webinar. And I had a lot of like, I dreaded working on this webinar. It was feeling like a really heavy lift. And I didn't realize, I couldn't understand why at the time, but I realized it after I delivered it. It was because doing that webinar was helping me understand the true positioning of this offer, of the new positioning of the offer. And so that set up a pattern that I saw in my whole launch where it kind of felt like my brain and my understanding of what was happening was like a day behind reality. But what I mean by that is I did the webinar, and as soon as I got off, I was like, okay, shoot, that wasn't what it should have been. Like, I actually knew exactly what to put in that webinar, but it had already happened. And if that's not to say the webinar wasn't successful, I think it did its job, absolutely. But I was like learning this offer a day behind what I felt I needed to. Does that make sense? And so that was uncomfortable to get off the webinar and be like, that was longer than I wanted it to be. I didn't talk about my mastermind until like an hour or maybe even 90 minutes into the training. And I wanted to be talking about it 45 minutes in. So I was just learning what I was doing, like what I would what I should have done. But I was almost quote unquote too late. And so that took some creativity to be like, okay, if I were doing it tomorrow, I would do it differently. What are my choices now, right? If I, you know, for example, wish I had focused more on this aspect, what can I do to account for that? Is there an email I can send? Is there a podcast episode I could put out? How can I, you know, with the insights that are coming through for me, and it's feeling like the insights are coming through too late, what can I put into my launch from a content perspective that would account for that? And so I just kept coming up with more ideas. I think that is something that I do really well in a launch, is even when I'm uncomfortable, even when I'm anxious, is just really pushing myself to think, what else can I add? What have I not talked about? What questions are coming up that could be a reel? Or what hesitation am I hearing on my consult calls that I could put into a podcast episode? So that was uncomfortable, is not fully understanding what the marketing for this was trying to be as it was rolling out. So that's where I think a lot of the anxiety was coming from. The other place that the anxiety was coming from is I noticed buyer behavior was different in this particular launch. And I want to talk about this because if you all are seeing it too, you might be tempted to think it's a you problem. And I actually am starting to really believe that this is just kind of a how people are behaving on the internet. So this is a good time for me to kind of get to the bottom line and tell you what the results ended up being. So I ended up with 23 enrollments, which is a $138,000 launch. And my like goal, so when I talk about having a sold out group program, I have a framework that I teach that helps people identify what sold out looks like. And sold out is often a range, right? So sold out is like, what's the number that I'm good, where I'm good? We talk about good, better, best. So my good number was 17. 17 people in this launch would have been a six-figure launch. And for me, even though that was less than my current cohort, my cohort this last time had 22. And so even though 17 was less people, that felt like a huge win because my messaging was totally different. And so to have a six-figure launch with changing my messaging so profoundly felt like huge. So to me, like 17 in my mind was like, done, feel good about that. I would have accepted up to 25 into the mastermind. That would be my like my best goal, right? And so landing at 23 was amazing. I mean, and this is what's important about this. I really couldn't have predicted that. So it's so fascinating was laying in bed one night talking to my husband about it. It was early in the launch. I think it was like the day after the webinar. And when I do a webinar, I had my cart open for 10 days. So there was lots of time left to create results the day after the webinar. And I was probably sitting at like 6 or 7 people. So quite a ways away from my goals. And my husband said to me, I'm going to guess 23. He said, I like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's number is 23. I'm going to guess 23. And when he said that, I thought, that would be incredible. And there's just no way. There's no way. I really didn't see it. But this is what's so important. Even though I didn't see it, even though I had a hard time believing it, I didn't let that stop me. I actually used it as fuel to ask myself, okay, fine, brain, you don't believe we're going to get to 23. That's okay. We don't need to make that a problem. But it's also not an excuse to hide. You don't get to say, no, that's impossible. So like, we're going to chill for this launch. We're not going to give it our all, right? So even though I had a lot of things swirling for me and this launch really pushed me, I still continued to show up even when it was uncomfortable, especially when it was uncomfortable and when I didn't want to, frankly, because I said I would. Because I said I would. And I want you to think about that. Sometimes when we're doing something like a launch, and it's so fascinating because I coach people on this every single day, and I watch the way our brains try to convince us to stop, to slow down, to quit on ourselves, to be quiet, to sit down, to micro quit, to quiet quit. In those moments when your brain is offering you every thought, the more compelling, the better in terms of getting you to believe it, to create a different result, to do something different. In those moments, the number one thing that can actually save you is falling back on your commitment. I said I would. That's it. And I think a lot of times people are like, that's it? Really? And it's like, yeah, that's it. That's it. And you might be thinking to yourself, like, sometimes people will ask me, but Steph, like, if it's not working halfway through a launch, when do I know? How do I know when to change it? My answer is you don't. You don't. You don't change it. If anything, you lean in harder. If you want to do more, by all means, do more. But when you're trying to use that as an excuse to do less, that's how you know that it's your brain trying to put you back into safety, trying to put you back into the cave, right? Because if you are actually going to do less because of that thought, it's nothing more than an urge to be quiet. That's all it is. And so when you tell yourself, like, it reminds me of running a marathon or running some kind of race. And it's like, at mile 5, are you just going to be like, you know what, this isn't working for me. So like, I think I'm just going to go ahead and stop, right? Most people, no. They actually know, like, they anticipate, I'm going to want to quit. It's going to suck, right? And I have a plan for that. I have a mental plan for that. Maybe that's the moment, hit the restroom, get a goo pack, have my cup of water. But I'm not walking off that. I'm off that track unless I have to be carried off, right? And so what if we treated our business commitments the same way? Too often I watch us flaking out on our own business commitments because we feel like they're not working. And it's like, this doesn't make any sense to keep going. But you said you would. So the least you can do for yourself and for your business is to come through on your commitment. If you get ideas, like if what you planned isn't working, you have full permission to do more. You have full permission to change it up, add, but don't you dare take away. Don't you dare use it as an example to say, you know, I was going to do a 5-day challenge, but like nobody signed up, like 10 people are signed up. So like, I'm not going to do it, right? Or like, oh, I don't know, this webinar, there's like not really any people registered. I think I'm just going to not do it. No, 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 no. Instead, you lean in and you say, I committed to this. This webinar is happening. Leaning in looks like asking, how do I get more people there? What else can I try? Who else can I call? Who can I collaborate? What can I try? What can I do? That is the difference in those moments. So for me, just I think that saved me in a lot of the moments where it was like, I wanted to stop. I wanted to just be okay with the number I had created. Try again next time, right? But instead, it was, what else can I try? What else can I do? It's not over yet. And so I think my results showed that. So I didn't have as many early buyers like I did in my last launch. I want to say like 18. I had 21 people join in the launch. I had one person sneak in after. So it ended up being 22. But last time, 18 people all came in the first 48 hours because I have a 48-hour bonus. This time, that was not the case.
I had a lot of conversation with people outside of those 48 hours, which of course my brain, what did my brain want to do? My brain wanted to believe that we weren't going to get good results, right? And that's when I decided to just do it anyway. And so the other thing I noticed that was really interesting is almost every person needed a sales call. In my last launch, I didn't do that many sales calls. A lot of people were just in. This time, almost everybody, I think like maybe except like one person, wanted to do a sales call with me, which is no problem. I love doing sales calls. I'm very good at them, thanks to my sales background and knowing how to do a good needs assessment and how to, you know, how to present a proper solution based on, again, my background and how we talk about doing these consult calls. But from a time perspective and how much time that took, yeah, it ended up being a lot, but it ended up being really worthwhile because I got to know so many of the people who ended up coming in to the mastermind. So that is one thing that I noticed as well. And the other thing I noticed that I wanted to share that also led to some of the negative emotion or some of the fear emotion is it did feel kind of quiet. I think sometimes I mentioned this on another episode. I think you all assume that I'm getting tons and tons of email replies or like a million bajillion Instagram DMs. I don't. I pretend I do to my own brain, right? I tell myself, oh, they might not be replying, but they're watching. I see you watching. I know you're looking. I know you're reading, but they're not talking. And I watch a lot of people make that a problem. And I get that because this is the part where I think the market's changed. I think behavior online has changed. People used to be more conversational, is what I have noticed. Online conversations during my launches used to be much noisier. And I think maybe that has changed because a lot of people are getting pitched online. A lot of people are sliding into our DMs being salesy. And it's my theory that people aren't replying as much because they don't want to be sold. They don't want to raise their hand and make themselves known because it feels like you're going to be having to sit through a timeshare pitch if you poke your head up, right? But that doesn't mean they aren't paying attention. And that turned out to be 100% true. I might get no email replies, but I got new applications for people who are wanting to work with me, right? And so we have to stop looking for the evidence that it's not working. Because you will find it. You'll be like, nobody's replying. Nobody cares. Nobody's DMing me. Nobody's here. Again, this is where I fell back on my commitment of like, no, I'm going to finish this through, even if nobody replies. Even if nobody replies, how am I going to behave? And so just realizing that as much as it would totally make sense to see a correlation between conversation and engagement and sales and results. But I really didn't see that this time. I really didn't. Now, as far as like people coming to my webinar, yes, I will say fewer people registered for this webinar than my last webinar. And I still got better results. And so those are the big lessons. Oh, the other thing I was going to talk about was how much I spent. I don't do paid advertising. I'm not against it. Claire Pels is my best friend. She is an ads consultant, and I frankly should be taking advantage of paid marketing. It's just not something that I've got to. So when I tell you that this launch generated $138K, $0 in ad spend, I have team spend. I just have a co-coach and a operations assistant. So not a big team, lean team. And the only other expense for the launch was I paid $950 to my designer who helps me with my slides. So very low cost in order to create this level of results. I know a lot of times we hear people talk about big flashy revenue numbers, but they spent $100K to make it happen. That was not the case. These are organic strategies. Organic strategies are really what I teach. Again, I'm not anti-paid marketing. It's just not my wheelhouse. So when I work with my clients, I'm teaching them organic sales strategies to create these kinds of results. So that's my tale. No, that's my story. That's how it went. I have learned so much from this launch. I am so excited for this cohort. Everyone in the program, I mean, I'm always excited. Don't get me wrong at all. But something about everybody kind of being excited about the idea of sold out group programs, I think creates a different kind of group. It's less about business stage and more about business goal. So I have some people who are on the newer side to business, are having lower revenue right now that want to do sold out group programs. And I have people doing, you know, 500,000 a year who are going to be, you know,
creating the result of sold out group program. But because everybody's working towards the same, solving the same problem, it's going to create a really rich conversation. And there will be different milestones. I'll be coaching people based on where they are in their business. So I think that's really cool as well. Certainly the lower revenue people can learn from the bigger earners. But one thing that's always really surprising to me in group programs is that a lot of times the high earners and the more seasoned business owners have just as much to learn from the new kind of green, creative brained, scrappy business owners as well. So there will be a lot of cross-pollination. I'm very, very excited. And I hope that this has been helpful in terms of, you know, just kind of having a peek behind the curtain in terms of what it takes to create a, you know, 100 and, oh, I suppose, you know what? I think it actually ended up being 148K. I forgot that I pre-sold some business into my next cohort. So we'll call it 148K actually. Almost $150,000 launch. Definitely my biggest launch so far. I think my previous record was 126. So things going in the right direction. Please don't let anybody out there tell you that online business is dead or that coaching isn't working. Quite the opposite. Do have to know what you're doing. And you do have to have an updated strategy for the way people are behaving online today. So if you're curious about joining me in my next round of my mastermind, it is going to be opening towards the end of this year. So late spring, early fall, I would say early fall, still working on my calendar. Then you can go to stephcrowder.com/waitlist and you can pop your name into the waitlist box. And that is going to get you on the list to be the first to hear about when you can secure your spot. You'll get the best bonus. You'll have a chance to talk to me. Having your name on that list is the best way to make sure you don't miss your opportunity to be part of my next mastermind round. Okay, my friends, if you have any questions or you want to tell me that you liked this episode or there's something helpful, you know I love to hear from you. You can always DM me on Instagram at @HeySTephCrowder. And if you're on my email list, you can just click reply to any email and I will see your response that way as well. Okay, I'm wishing you the courage and the clarity to go after what you love. I hope you enjoyed coming on this launch debrief walk with me today.